Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 18th November 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia reports a total of 6,380 new COVID-19 infections as of noon today. Earlier, the Health Ministry reported on the COVID Now portal that a total of 68 new COVID-19 fatalities were recorded yesterday, taking the cumulative death toll to 6,036. Meanwhile, the Selangor Health Department has confirmed that as of 8 a.m. today, Sungai Buloh's hospital's ICU capacity has reached 96% ahead of concerns that COVID-19 cases may spike again next month. Further details on the COVID-19 situation in the country, according to states, will be shared by the Health Ministry on its COVID Now portal. The United States and Malaysia plan to sign a cooperation agreement by early next year towards improving transparency, resilience and security in the semiconductor and manufacturing sector supply chains. The announcement was made during a visit to Malaysia by U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo, together with International Trade and Industry Minister Mohammad Azmin Ali, met with semiconductor industry representatives today. Meanwhile, to enable people to go out and vote in the 15th state election, the Melaka government has declared Saturday, November 20th, as a special public holiday. A total of 476,037 normal voters out of the total 495,195 registered voters in Melaka are eligible to vote this Saturday. Out of the total, about 11,557 were early voters and 7,601 were postal voters. On the international front, two of the men found guilty of the assassination of Malcolm X are expected to have their convictions thrown out today. The Manhattan District Attorney and lawyers for the two men said, rewriting the official history of one of the most notorious murders of the civil rights era. The men spent decades in prison for the murder, which took place in February 21, 1965, when three men opened fire inside the crowded Audubon Ballroom in Manhattan as Malcolm X was starting to speak. And researchers from the University of Michigan estimate more than 40% of COVID-19 survivors worldwide have had lingering after-effects of the illness. This is based on their review of 40 earlier studies from 17 countries that looked at patients' experiences with so-called long COVID, defined as a new and persistent symptoms at 4 or more weeks after infection. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.